Elaine will start with the first of this week's letters.
The story we just heard about the Land Girls inspired two readers to write to the Evening News. The first was Martin Skerritt of Dursingham. In Amy McCrill's recent article about the wartime Land Army girls, film director Rekha Garten is quoted as saying that there are so very few stories told about them. That in itself may be true. But there was no mention of the mid-1970s television sitcom Backs to the Land, which did just that. Many readers will recall it. Doubtless, there were a few liberties taken with the telling in the cause of entertainment, as there probably were with Dad's Army. But it was a reasonable effort.
The second letter came from Richard Shepherd in Holt, who recalls a priceless Land Army anecdote. Your article, Filmmaker, to Shine Light on Land Girls, a little-known piece of wartime history, this newspaper, May 19th, reminded me of a priceless anecdote from the Land Army in Norfolk, which was aired on television some years ago. A cheery and elegant lady was recounting her first day on the land in Norfolk, which related to a Norfolk farmer telling the assembled new girls that their first assignment was to clear the fat hen out of the field. Fat hen is the weed known botanically as Chenopodium albon, otherwise as white goosefoot. Blissfully unaware of this, our ladies assumed they were looking for escaped poultry. Late in the morning, the farmer arrived and they told him that they'd had no success. Nonplussed, he said, "Well, that's a growin'," as in growing. This only served to confuse them further, for they thought he'd said, "It's crowing." Our lady narrator dissolved into tears of laughter when she said that they spent the rest of the day looking for fat hens that were crowing.
Our third letter this week came from Mrs. Y. Almond of Lowestoft, who was not amused by a Norwich restaurant's idea of a salad. Is there any chef out there who can tell me what constitutes a salad these days? A few days ago, my friends and I decided to travel to Norwich and have a meal at one of our favourite restaurants. It was a lovely, warm, sunny day, and as we were eating al fresco, I decided a prawn salad sounded appetising and appropriate. But when my 16-pound salad was served, it was just a plate of lettuce with croutons and less than 10 prawns. No sign of tomato, cucumber, radish, carrot, onion, or even a pepper. My version of a salad. All items can be purchased in any supermarket all year round, so there is not a problem. How things have changed.